Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe and I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about the Star War.
Singular
two
Star
episodes
War.
Of The Bad Batch. Actually, not a singular Star War because I forgot some things. We have two episodes of The Bad Batch. We also have a new Mandalorian trailer. Season 3 trailer. That happened during footballs.
Football?
Yeah, during the football game is when they released the trailer.
Oh, then I very much have not watched it because I did not watch football, and then
Well,
I did
I
not
didn't watch
realize.
football either, but I saw the
I didn't realize there was also a trailer.
and also
I didn't
a
know
new
there was
poster.
football. I saw the poster. Poster looks cool.
Poster's very cool.
And I recently, not recently, but I watched Last of Us, which was very good. Did you watch it?
I do not, because I was like, well, I already know what happened. I already watched the playthrough of the game. So,
but it's very good.
I'm sure it's good, but I've seen it.
I have too, but multiple times. But you gotta, it's cool to watch. I don't know. It's very good.
I'm watching other things that I have
support
not seen
your
before.
local Pedro Pascal.
I already support him with The Mandalorian.
Support
I
him double
got my
time.
Support. I've been watching Willow. I never watched Willow, so I'm finally watching Willow. I'm watching things that I don't know what happens.
The movie or the show?
I already watched the movie. I'm watching the show now.
Okay,
I wasn't
cool.
It. It's a very good show. I'm halfway-ish through it. I don't know how many episodes there are. I'm 4 episodes into it.
If you ever have the time, an hour and a half specifically, just watch Last of Us. It's very good. It'll make you cry tons of times.
I know what happens. I've seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful story that I already saw. So
it's very, very good.
I'm gonna watch other things. Or at least adapting things into screen that weren't screened before.
You just don't want to cry.
I cry all the time! What? Oh my goodness.
Anyway, it was really good. I think it's funny because the poster, I guess Mandalorian is going to come out March 1st.
Yes.
So I was like, wow, Pedro Pascal is working like double time right now. Like, probably not anymore, but like, I don't know. I thought it was funny. He's working hard. But yeah, I saw the poster. It's a very cool poster. I love seeing Grogu as usual. I saw someone also make a poster of like The Last of Us, like poster where like Ellie and Joel are back to back, but it's Grogu with a gun back to back with Mando, and
Grogu
he has
deserves a gun.
Long arms to hold the gun. It's horrifying. My dad sent it to me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It was scary.
Yeah. Well, the Mando Season 3 trailer, which apparently you haven't watched, no like big reveals or anything in it. Like, it's mostly like, you know, Mando's with other Mandos. He has Mando buddies. Grogu's there. Grief Karga's there in his sick fit. The armorer, destroyed Mandalore. Just a lot of different angles than what we already saw before. We got R4, we got Coruscant, we got all sorts of things. More Jedi, possibly Order 66. Lots of things. Very cool. There's like a droid bar. It's very cool trailer. Also more Enzelen. I love Enzelens. That is a terrible poster.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I sent the poster to
It's terrible.
Zoe. It's
I mean,
horrifying.
It's just their heads on. It's not like,
yeah.
You know, I was picturing something a bit more horrifying, but
it's still horrifying in my head, but yeah.
It's more like The image it puts in your mind is horrifying than the image itself. The image itself is just like their heads just like pasted onto the poster. But like the idea of it, the idea of long arm Grogu.
I mean, Grogu's gotta grow up eventually, right? Just gonna have really
I
long
but
arms.
not like that, like Yoda.
Anyway. So I will watch the trailer because I did not realize it came out with the trailer. I just saw a poster. I was like, wow, that's neat. Can't wait. But anyway.
They also dropped season three directors, including Rick Famuyiwa, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Carl Weathers, who all directed
Nice,
in
nice.
season two. And or I don't remember if Carl Weathers directed or not before, but he was already in Mando. But
Think he did.
that's I'm pretty sure he already directed something. There's also Lee Isaac Chung, who directed Minari, which I don't think it won Best Picture at the Oscars, but it was definitely nominated. It's a very good movie. Minari is
What
beautiful,
what's the
beautiful
movie?
movie. Minari, Minari.
I did not watch that.
Very good. I don't know what streaming services it's on, if any, but it's very good. Rachel Morrison. Is another she's the director and she was a cinematographer on many things. I'm pulling up her IMDb right now, full disclosure.
Did you
Black Panther, that's
watch?
what it was. She was in Black Panther. She was a cinematographer in Black Panther, the first one. Which is a beautiful movie, obviously.
Yes.
And I'm very excited for her. And Peter Ramsey, who directed or is directing Into the Spider-Verse. I'm very excited to have him on The Mandalorian. He's directed a lot of animation. So it'll be cool to see him. And he directed he directed Into the Spider-Verse. I think he is directing Across the Spider-Verse. But Into the Spider-Verse is, in my very humble opinion, one of the best movies of all time. I'm very excited to have him join us in Star Wars. Hopefully
Just
he gets
everything
to
about that
do.
movie is beautiful.
Yeah. So I hope he gets to do some work with Lucasfilm Animation at some point, too, after working on The Mandalorian, because imagine what the Into the Spider-Verse director could do with Star Wars. Just beautiful. I'm
A lot
very
of beautiful
excited.
things.
I'm very excited. Those are season three directors. I assume Dave Filoni's and Jon Favreau are also gonna direct. As they have always, but also maybe if Dave was like working on Ahsoka, he's like, you got this, guys. I don't know.
He can do double. I believe in him.
Yeah.
He can do it.
I mean, he directed Boba Fett. Also, he talked in one episode, I don't know. But that's the list that Star Wars posted. I mean, maybe John and Dave are not directing episodes. Of course, they're still writers and stuff, but
Just not directing, maybe.
maybe.
Gotta switch
Maybe.
it up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can't wait for Bryce Dallas Howard to direct the best episode again. Every season. I'm very excited.
Yes. I like Grogu. I like Pedro Pascal. Therefore, two beautiful things put together in one thing is good, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, so Mando season three comes in March. Very, very exciting. Exciting stuff. I'm going to look on StarWars.com very quickly to see if there's any other news missed. I don't think so. Oh, there's a quiz. What percent Omega are you?
I think I'm like, if I had to guess before I took it.
Let's take it right now.
Okay.
Do it. We're fast. We don't have to like read the questions out or anything. Just take
What
it real quick.
percentage of Omega are you? I'm gonna get like, you're an alpha. Yeah. No, I want Star Wars
Please go to
Omega.
StarWars.com. It's literally like just posted. Is so funny. Actually.
While we do this, do you have a spoiler-free thought of Solitary Clone?
Spoiler-free thoughts on the Solitary Clone. I was. It was an amazing episode. Very much. I think for me at least, it'll be one of the highlights of the season, if not the series. It's such an interesting. I mean, part of it is I very much love one of the characters they included. I don't know if that's spoiler free or not. But also just it was a very good character study and look at just this era in general of Star Wars that we're exploring. And it was just such a good look at like war and peace and what that all means. Very good. Very good episode. I'm very pleasantly surprised. Not that in a way like I thought it was going to be bad, but in a like I didn't realize how good it was going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My spoiler-free thought is just I like the title a lot. Like for me, I was like, yeah, it's definitely this one, like this specific clone. And then, throughout the show, it seems like while it's not like so many clones that it's like hard to choose like who's the solitary clone. But like it kind of shifts a little bit, and I think it's really cool. Just because the titles of this series or like this season right now is really, I like them a lot, especially like the next one, because the next one is just called Faster, and it's so vague, and I love it because it scares me. And then it was good. Nothing, but like it. I like the titles a lot.
Yeah, that was one thing too. The Solitary Clone was my understanding of the title definitely shifted throughout the episode, and I think the something I think Star Wars animation, especially Clone Wars, Bad Batch, and Rebels has done very well. Sorry, Resistance. No shade. Is having titles like that where you kind of think it's about one thing, but it's really, I don't know. I think the art of picking a good title is something that's overlooked because it's hard, but done well, like Star Wars often does, can really, I think, further shape your appreciation for an episode just depending on what the title is. And I enjoy that. Did you finish the quiz?
I am almost done.
I'm curious.
So I thought I was gonna be like 30% Omega. What did you get?
I got 100% Omega.
Okay, I am 75%, which is a lot more than I figured.
I wonder what the options are, because it's definitely not actual percentages. I wonder if it's like 25 or just like 0, 25, 50, 75, 100.
Yeah.
You know?
I
That's really
guess I am a lot more like Omega than I thought.
Omega.
Very, very, very nice. I have a picture of Tech showing her how to drive, and it's very
Nice.
cute. And I'm like, haha, that's me, because I was nervous to drive, and I still am.
You still can drive. Can you?
I can drive, I just get scared. And
Do you have a
then I,
license?
no, I meant
Okay.
like
On
on a tractor. I
a tractor. Okay.
know how to drive on a tractor.
Oh my goodness.
I can steer very well on a tractor. Yeah, I know. Well, I know how to mow now. Because California doesn't have backyards or front yards. So I was given the chance to mow, and they were like, "You want to go on a tractor?" And I was like, "I never been on a tractor. Get me on a tractor." So I know how to like swerve. I can turn really good in a car if I could. I just
You
I
can
get nervous.
turn.
I don't know. I can do turns. I'm nervous though. That's
What?
it. Anyway, 75% omega. Hopefully I'll get better and then I'll get 100%. So the solitary clone.
The solitary clone.
Yes. So it starts off with a solitary clone, and I thought it was hilarious because, you know, first it shows up with like Crosshair, of course, of all people, but like he wakes up and I'm like, oh man, I don't even want to look at this guy. And then he gets up and he goes to lunch, and it's like this cafeteria. And my dad and I send each other this like picture of the one soldier that's happy that it's soup day. And no one in there looked like they were happy for soup
Soup
day.
clone.
Yeah. And so then he's just like sitting there and he's eating his soup. And then they're like on the speaker, they're like, "Crosshair, can we see you, please?" And he doesn't even finish his soup. But
I
they do
know
this
that.
to him like twice.
I know that made me mad both times. Like, we're literally just sat down with his food. He doesn't even get to eat.
Yeah. And I doubt he has like enough time to like after the meeting go back.
No.
But
No
yeah.
wonder he's so cranky. He's hangry.
Yeah, he's very
He's so
angry.
hangry. He doesn't get to eat. They keep taking away from his food.
Yes.
It's the real reason Crosshair has done everything. He's just very hangry because the
He's
Empire
just
won't let him
like he won't join Bad Batch because Bad Batch doesn't let him eat. And then he's with the Empire and they don't
No.
let him eat, but he can't leave the Empire. He's just
He's
conflicted.
just so, he can't think straight because he's hangry all the time.
Yeah. But then he goes, I don't remember this officer's name, but I don't like him.
Admiral Rampart?
Yeah, I don't like him. He's a jerk.
He's not great.
No. And like he's asking him how long he's been like, you know, recovering from, you know, being on the freaking like on Kamino by himself alone for 32 rotations. Like, doing is rotations like a day? Is
I
that
think a
like
rotation is a day, because when
okay?
the Earth rotates, and that's a
I don't
day.
know. I'm not very smart,
Didn't you
but
take like sixth grade science? Or like that would be like third grade.
why would I remember things in third grade?
Because it's how the world works. That's when they teach you how the world works. Remember your
I don't know.
multiplication tables? That was third grade.
That I don't even remember either.
Oh my goodness.
I can do it. I just don't remember it. Don't ask me to
Well,
recite them.
so you can remember it because you can do it.
I don't believe in myself. I just wanted to make sure I was confirming that it was days. Merely
Because the
confirming.
planet rotates, and it's a day.
I don't know. I'm very dumb. I'm very fragile.
You're fragile. Oh my goodness.
I haven't had as much to eat as Crosshair.
No. You're
We're in
hangry.
the same boat. But anyway, so 32 days. That's especially why he's even more angry. He didn't have food for like 32 days, maybe,
Yeah.
unless he had like snacks in his pocket.
Probably.
But yeah, geez. So he's like recovering. And they think that he's good enough to go back into a mission, but he's no longer like the captain or like the lead of the mission. Which like even like his little like you could see like in the animation, it's really cool because like he just makes like a little twitch and that's all you see, and he like it seems like he wants to be leader, of course. Because, like, that's he'd been trying to be a leader forever and kind of fails at it, but it's okay. But he's not a leader this time. Your man. The man, the myth, the legend is the leader.
Yes, it is my boy, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
He has returned.
Yes.
I was so excited. I didn't think we'd get him this early. But we did, and I'm very happy.
Did you think the solitary clone was going to be about him or Crosshair?
Well, I think, and someone can go back to the last episode we did and quote me, I'm sure, and I'll be saying something entirely different. That's how my brain works. But I'm pretty sure I said last week, I was like, it could be Cody, it could be Crosshair. I was leaning towards Crosshair. But I think I also mentioned like Gregor Wolf, like I was like, it could be anybody. But I was mostly leaning towards Crosshair. But really, I really think they were both the solitary clone. Which is, like I said, that's the beauty of a good title. It shapes your understanding of the episode.
I liked seeing Cody. I don't know, he was never like a favorite. I just liked that his like armor was yellow.
I think he was mostly my favorite because when we would play with action figures, Safi would always take Rex because her favorite color is blue. Then I'd be Cody, and I just grew an attachment to him from that.
The only time, like, I don't know, because he, not that he wasn't in Clone Wars, because he definitely was, but like, I don't know, I never had like an attachment or anything towards him. I was like, yeah, that's a cool guy right there, and that was it. But yeah, I was very excited to see him because like it's just a, I don't know, like when you get to know a clone, it's really cool to see them come back, of course.
Yes.
So, you know, being able to see him come back was really cool amongst all these clones that while we do like know them, they're different. They're the Empire's clones now. They're gonna go on a mission together, but Crosshair and Cody kind of talk about the Empire a little bit. And Crosshair is just doing the normal, like, well, we're part of the Empire, so we gotta follow orders. That's it. Which I don't understand what his, like, why someone would want to blindly follow orders so much.
I
Like,
mean, you figure the clones, like their whole life, that even though like they, have like a lot of the Jedi were more like compassionate and saw them as people, like a lot of the Republic was like, well, they're just like they're clones, like they were literally made for this. So if your whole life you're being told like this is what you're made for, like we put you in a little test tube and created you for this purpose, like you know what I mean? Especially you figure like even though the clones, like I hate when people are like, oh, like the clones are just little kids. It's like, no, they're not. They're adult men. But like they do, I feel like they don't have like a childhood. Like they're pretty much their whole life experience of just a couple years is just like them being an adult, which I think it shapes their understanding of things differently.
Yeah, that's
Because
fair. I
they're
guess for me,
at
I
this
would just.
point they're like 12, like chronological years,
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm just like, not that I don't like following orders, but just following orders seems so like boring.
But you weren't like
And
literally raised in a military, born out of a test tube, told your purpose in life is to follow orders,
yeah. But it's weird that they don't even question it either.
Well, that's
Like, they don't
where they
have
were
the
literally their whole
curiosity to do that.
right, but their whole life there, like there's a lot of people who are dedicated to beating that curiosity out of them,
Yeah. I don't know. I think they should ask questions more.
Sure, a lot of them want
Just
to,
get
but
good.
again, they're shaped into this. Like it's not just them being like, oh yeah, like I just accept this. It's like they're literally kind of forced to it.
I know. I'm not arguing. I'm just like, man, things, not that things would be better, because I'd probably just get curiosity beat out of them again. But like, they, I wish they could ask questions. Or even like, it's, which is also cool to see, because then when they get like assigned, like a general, like a Jedi and stuff, depending on the Jedi, like they all change for the better or worse. Like Cody, I'm actually not gonna speak on Cody because I don't know Cody very well, but for Rex, I guess, for example, of course, you know, he's very like going to question a lot of things. Even like, I don't know, Anakin just kind of gives him creative freedom to do these things, and like they both commit a lot of war crimes together, but like Rex seems to have a personality of his own, in comparison to probably a lot of clones that might just, like Crosshair, just follow orders. Anyway, sorry. So basically, there's a planet. What's the planet called? It's
Oh, I totally forget. It is a planet.
I like looked it up one time. It's like Detrix or something. But that planet is supposed to be overrun by the Empire. But they declined. And so the Empire went down there with like trying to relieve this person of their duties of like of just having their planet, their city. And so they fight back, and they take, and they have like, they have battle droids. Like they've reprogrammed all of them.
They were former separatists.
Yes.
And they're like, this is like, even before the war, like this is like independent space, like you've no jurisdiction. The Empire's like, oh, nah.
Yeah. So they go and they take the captain away, and the mission that Crosshair and Cody have is to go and like take it back to rescue that guy and take over at all costs, of course. And Crosshair very much remembered to remember that. So they go and they get shot down because of the battle droids on there, because it seems like, you know, they're just a lot better, and they have a tactical droid as well. So they're like even more skilled than even now, I guess. Words, grammar doesn't work here. But so they get shot down. Cody and a few other clones, and of course Crosshair survive, and Crosshair goes, and they do a bunch of cool stuff. Like, just a lot of this was just like seeing the skill of Crosshair and Cody together, especially Crosshair, because he does a lot of really cool things in this episode. Like when he literally shoots like a blaster down the gun of a tank. Like, I didn't even think that could physically be possible. I don't know why. I guess I just figured, like, why would that work? But it did. And it was really cool. And they just do a bunch of other things. Like Crosshair still has like the mirrors with him. And so he throws them around while they're in this staircase, and shoot a bunch of like, not people because they're all droids, but they also have assassin droids, which those things, when I was little, creeped me out. They were horrifying. And I think it's solely because of the episode The Deserter, where they get like overrun by assassin droids. That was horrifying. What?
I was agreeing.
Yes. It was horrifying. And they're like just really good, you know? But anyway, so Crosshair is doing his like sick tricks, and They end up killing the tactical droid, and then they go, and the ruler of that area, I think it's called Detrix, but I don't know.
Something like that.
And they go and they Cody is telling her to like let go of the captain, whatever his title is, let him go, you know, because like this is Empire's jurisdiction, and even though it's very much not. And she is telling him about how, like, you know, she doesn't want any trouble, she always just wanted peace, but Empire will never have peace. So Cody decides to drop his gun, and she drops her gun, and Crosshair shoots her. So that was very sad, and I think that was a decision, or like the decision making, like the thing that made the decision for Cody to leave, because he was already having his doubts for the Empire. But then seeing like how far Crosshair and the Empire will go for their so-called peace, I don't think he can handle, not that he can't handle it in that way, but he doesn't want to be doing things like that. So, you know, that happens. The girl is dead, which is very sad because we saw like 5 seconds of her.
She seemed very cool.
Yeah, I liked her outfit very much, and especially like her helmet. But yeah, so then they go back and Crosshair and Cody kind of talk again about the Empire. I don't remember their conversation specifically, but you know, they talk. You know, Cody is asking stuff like, are we making the galaxy better? And Crosshair, I don't know. At this point, it doesn't seem like Crosshair even cares about making the galaxy better. He's just solely following direction, which is pretty much what he tells Cody. So, Cody, you know, leaves. And Crosshair later finds out because we see Crosshair wakes up, goes to the cafeteria, has like one bite of food, and then gets called back. Angry. Yeah. And then he gets called into the office again. And gets told that Cody is a deserter of the Empire. So
yeah, well, he said something like, to me, it seemed like Rampart kind of suspected Crosshair. Like, I think he's very suspicious of Crosshair, for sure. He thinks Crosshair, like, had something to do with it. Which I think will be an interesting thing to see play out. I'm very excited. So I want to see more Cody. Yeah, I want to see Cody and Rex reunite. I want to see it so bad.
Can you imagine if they did think that Crosshair like was the cause of this and they turned against him?
I feel like that's the way it might go. And that might be what brings Crosshair back to the Bad Batch.
Because he was saying specifically like, everyone seems to be leaving you. Like,
right.
Around the people around you keep leaving. And I was like, dang, that hurts. What a jerk. But it's kind of true. So hopefully Cody eventually does reunite with Rex and stuff, which I'm scared about that because like they're not together later. So I don't know about that.
We don't know anything.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
So, you know, well, hopefully we'll see. I like this episode, even though I don't like Crosshair.
I'm in despair that Cody doesn't know Obi-Wan's alive, and he thinks he killed him. That's destroying me internally. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know why, but in my head, I was hoping that, like, somehow when the chip was strong, like afterwards they kind of just forgot, even though that's very much not how it was. But I was like, I hope he doesn't remember.
He totally does.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. This episode is so good. Like I said, good character study. Very interesting to see where Cody is at this point. Cool to see how, you know, check up on Crosshair, who's still doing pretty bad, but you know, good to check up on him. It was a very interesting episode. Very much gave me like kind of old school Clone Wars vibes that I enjoy a lot. Just very good all around. Like I said, I think this will very likely be a standout for me this season. But of course, we have many more episodes to go before that decision is made.
And then the next episode, which is actually my favorite episode, is Faster. And I think this is my favorite episode so far. I like the appreciation and showing of tech a lot.
This season is doing tech so good. It makes me very happy.
It's so, like, even the first episode, he's, like, homeschooling Omega and stuff like that. And, like, you can, like, and then in the second episode, you know, we get to see, like, kind of Omega and Tech's relationship a bit more. I think it's super cute. And Tech deserves the world. But so this next episode, Faster, I love it. Anything Tech is so good. I don't know why he's my favorite. He's just so like funny and like he's so smart, and yeah, it's good. Love him. So it starts off with like Wrecker and Omega, and they're playing space chess. And Omega's winning, of course, because she's just that good. She's that girl boss slay. But I guess Hunter and Echo are off on a mission for Cid. So Cid like asks Wrecker, Tech, and Omega to go and like be her bodyguards while she goes out to these like racing. It's pretty much like pod racing, but they're called riot racing. And for this one, it just seems like with riot racing, it's like very like the rules are whatever. Like you can have guns, you can like just guns. There's a lot of weapons and stuff like that.
One of my favorite little bits from this episode, I don't know why I thought it was so funny, but they're like, Cid's like, or Tech is like, oh, but like we shouldn't go, like Hunter and Echo aren't back from their mission yet, and or someone says that, and then I think it was Tech that was like, I wouldn't call hauling Nerf nuggets a mission. I don't know why, just the image of Hunter and Echo fiercely protecting containers of chicken nuggets is very amusing to me. No one can get the nuggets. We gotta protect the nuggets, guys. We need these.
These are very important, delicious nuggets.
I know. Like, that's just, that image is very, very funny to me. And I kind of hope they get back from that. I was like, yeah, like, it was terrible. Like, we had all these fights. Like, we protected the nuggets, though. We made it. Mm-hmm. Rough mission, but
next episode,
the nuggets are safe.
We can all feast tonight. Yeah, so it was, I mean, it's cool because like Hunter is pretty much like, he's not the main character, but he's definitely a clone that gets focused on a lot because he's just really cool. And like we see Omega and like Hunter's relationship a lot, but I like seeing the other clones, of course, like the other half of the bad batch. And so they're at the riot racing, and then Cid has a racer in the Riot Racing called Teo. What are your thoughts on Teo?
I like Teo. I thought he was funny. He's voiced by Ben Schwartz. I thought he was funny. I thought his design was cool, the like flippy head. I don't know. I liked Teo. I thought he was cool. He matched his ship. That's very important to me. Coordination.
Yeah, I like his color, his
Yeah.
bluish color.
I thought he was funny. He was the best kind of character for me because I'm like, ha, that's a silly, arrogant little man. Makes me laugh. My favorite kind of comedy character. I think they're
I
very
see.
amusing to watch.
I like his I don't know if we've seen his kind of like robot before, but I like his like robot design. It's very cool.
Yes.
But yeah, he
There
is a
was a
little
lot
like
of cool droids, like that were racing. Like there's like battle droids. Like in commando droids and protocol droids, but all like painted up and mishmashed. I thought it was very cool. There was a lot of very good just attention to detail and design in this episode I really liked. Like, and it was something someone pointed this out too online. I'm sure lots of love, but there was like some crowd shots and each character was different, not just like recolors of the same like three or four. Like each character was a different character. And I thought that was really cool because, it shows how far the Lucasfilm animation has come, and the technology has come since like early Clone Wars and Rebels, when you would have
Ooh,
crowd
early
shots
Clone
with
Wars.
same like it would be the same like three, especially in early Clone Wars, the same like three or four characters, just like copy pasted everywhere. It wasn't as Clone Wars got away with it a bit more because you had a lot of scenes with a lot of characters were like clones, so that worked. But like even like you look on scenes in like Mandalore in the first two seasons of Clone Wars, and
Oh my
it's like
goodness, man.
they look all the same. I'm like they could all be related. And like even in Rebels, Rebels was years later from early Clone Wars, but even Rebels like you look at a crowd shot and it's they have maybe like six different models that are just different recolors, but it's like a lot of the same character, just different colors. Where this crowd shot was each one was an individual. And that's just it's just so cool to see how far the technology has come and how that they're
Just how
able to do these things.
How far the animators have come.
Right. Well, it's the technology, I'm sure budget might have something to do with it and time that they're allotted.
Budget as well, yeah.
Because it's not that they couldn't have done a crowd shot in early Clone Wars with all those different characters. It totally would have been possible. But it would have taken a very long time with the technology at that time. Time and money
I'm
that they
just
might
still giving
have.
them credit, just in general.
Well, of course, the I don't say the animators haven't, but I also like early Clone Wars is ahead of its time for animated television. Not animated movies, that's different. But animated television, early Clone Wars is ahead of its time. And I think that needs to be acknowledged. I don't like people just ragging on early Clone Wars animation without acknowledging that it is ahead of its time for what at the time, You look at other 3D animation on TV, again, not movies, on TV, in 2008, very different. Clone Wars has always been ahead of its time. Lucasfilm has always been ahead of its time. But yeah. It's very cool to see the change over time with what they've been able to do.
Yes. So we meet Teo, who's very, very cool. Like you said, very arrogant, but like, I mean, he wins the first race, you know? But then later there's like another, I guess, a gangster that Cid knows that I guess she used to be associated with and is not anymore. I don't remember his name, but he looks like a Star Wars version of like Kingpin. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. Just
And
gives that
he's
vibe
played
off.
by one of the OG Ghostbusters.
Yes. I know which one, I don't remember his name.
don't remember his name either.
Blah, 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 blah. I haven't watched Ghostbusters in a long time, but it's very good. I like even the new ones. Or I haven't seen the one with the kids yet. That's a
There's
while
one
ago.
with kids.
Yeah, it's like the Ghostbusters kids or something. Trying to find him really quickly. Ernie Hudson?
Yes, Ernie Hudson, who played Winston in the OG Ghostbusters.
Yes. Very cool. So they're talking and they kind of make, I don't know why people make so many like bets all the time in Star Wars, especially. They gotta stop. But anyway, she makes a bet that like the, whoever wins gets money and blah, blah, blah. And so Teo goes and Teo immediate, not immediately, but is racing and pretty much like gets demolished because, you can't even say like you're fighting dirty because like they can use weapons, but I don't know if the rules apply if like you can team up. So, you
There's
know,
no
they.
honor. I don't care about the rules. There's no honor.
Yeah, well, it's called riot racing. You and I can team up and we can like just defend each other from other people
Right.
who team up. There we go. That'll work. But they, yeah, so Teo gets completely demolished because, one of them, he's in between two racers. One of them has like a pole, like not rope, but like something that can pull the pull and attach the other racer, and they like push him into a saw into the other racer who has a saw, which is really dirty. Rules are not, seems like not a fun way to be racing. So he loses and they owe a bunch of money to this guy. They owe a bunch of money to Ernie Hudson. And so Omega is like, no, wait. If we'll do it again, but if you win, we'll pay you double. But if, we win, then we get Sid because they want to take Sid because Sid doesn't have the money at the moment. Also just as a precaution so they don't run away or something. So then they go and they have to fix Teo to win the race in a day.
And they do. They have it
Yes,
all ready to go. They,
yeah.
Tech fixes them up. They fix the riot racer up. Everything's ready to go. And then accidentally,
Accidentally, Teo
one of
gets
the racers
demolished.
crashes and destroys poor Tao.
Thankfully, not the ship, but
No.
the Teo gets destroyed.
Like demolished.
Yeah, and I think it's. I thought it was interesting because a little before, I don't know, but Sid is with the gangster and they're talking kind of like, well, the gangster's trying to talk like it's old times because it seems like they know each other, like back in the day. And Sid is like, well, I've changed. I don't do that anymore, and blah, blah, blah. So that'll be, I don't know what happened there, but it'll be interesting to see. And then Teo gets demolished. And then I was kind of worried that like Omega was going to volunteer to ride because like she's pretty much the main character. So I was like, no, I really want Tech to do it. Like all signs pointed to Tech, obviously, but I was really worried. Like there were like Tech was literally like analyzing the racers and he was like predicting what racers would win and studying the like map layout. To the point where like Teo was like, no, you don't need all that analyzing, like stupid human
Which I
analyzing things.
thought was really funny because when they first met, Tao was like, yeah, I'm a droid racer because I can make the calculations on a dime.
Yeah.
It was like the first thing you said. It's like, well, so do you need the analysis or not, bro?
Yeah.
Apparently you
So
do.
which I, again, I thought was really funny because like Tech is the human in this part, right? And
Right.
usually the droids are always the ones that are like, I'm going to analyze every single little thing. But this time it's tech. And I think that was really funny to see in a droid, which made, like, even though he was like really arrogant, it made him kind of lovable in his own way. And so tech is like, yeah, I'll do it. And I was like, yeah, tech. So then he got to go inside, use his little biker helmet that already looks like a biking racing helmet, and he's going. And I think it's really funny because he gets introduced and they're like, all right, and next up, tech. Is that it? Just tech?
Yeah,
Okay.
Tech.
And no one cheers for him.
I know, poor Tech. I feel bad
Yeah,
for
I would have
him.
like cheered a little bit, you know, like I
Let's
don't know.
give him a little, even just like a polite clap, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't, yeah. Just a little clap. You know, you got all those different looking kinds of people now. Give them a little clap.
Just so you know, you don't, you know, like they were like cheering for you don't be like cheer, cheer, I guess. You don't, but just a polite little clap. You know, what's it
Yeah.
gonna hurt?
Yeah. He doesn't get anything, but he's not hurt by it. It's okay. So then they go and they start racing. And Tech the entire time is like pretty much complaining about how slow he is because he has like this huge batch of weapons in front of his like little racing thing. Racing thing? Racing car? Racing ship? I don't know. But so he's complaining the entire time about how he's not fast enough, he's not fast enough, and he's only using his defenses, which Teo didn't want to do because he said that Teo was like, no, you gotta always be like offense, offense. So you know, it was very much something I would do as well, because I like if it's a game where I'm like, oh, I'm not very like, I guess to me it was like Mario Kart. Like, if I had a like red shell or like a mushroom, I'd rather take the mushroom. So this is what Tech was doing pretty much. And so he was doing putting everything towards the defenses and going. And I love his curiosity for things, even if like, or just like, I don't know, because he was talking about the left side of the race. That was like something that was like, no one goes over there because you're not fast enough. It's not even built properly yet. It's dangerous. And Tech downloaded the entire like map of it just in case to see what it was. And he needed to go faster for it. And I thought it was so funny. Because he goes and he speeds by Echo, or sorry, he speeds by like Omega and Wrecker, and he just presses a button and the weapons fall off of the ship. Like, it's so easily. And it was hilarious. And so he goes and he's even faster. And he goes to the tunnels. They try to do the same trick again, which, you know, as much as Tech had analyzed, knew that was coming. He doesn't get like axed or destroyed or anything. They destroy each other and he speeds by and he wins. And I love it. It was so good. And then he got an applause. He got what he
He did
deserved.
finally get and people were chanting for him. I mean, tech, tech,
And he did
tech.
like a little wave. And I love it.
Yeah, very awkward little wave, but a little wave.
Yeah. It's very cute. And yeah, he won. And then they get Sid back. And I think Tech should do this as like a side gig to make money for people.
He
Or for
could, but
Sid.
then he's gonna, you know, they're just kind of in hiding from the Empire. Like, what if he shows up on like space ESPN? They're gonna find
Yeah.
him. But you know what? If he's racing, he's gonna be too fast for him. They can't catch him. He's too
Yeah.
fast.
He could
And
also
take all the broken tunnels.
like reprogram Teo to like think like him or something. I don't know. That would be interesting too.
Like, yeah, interesting.
Like, Teo, please. But yeah, so they get Sid back. Sid is grateful. And then the gangster seems like, even though he's a little jerky,
He
holds up.
respects it.
Yeah, he respects it, which is really cool. And he like talks to Omega and he's like, "Hey, just 'cause you did something for Sid doesn't mean she'll probably like return it to you."
Yeah. Well, and even and that I think is interesting. They're dropping hints at this too. Like Tex, as he said, like, wow, like we keep having to rescue Sid from her like shady dealings. And then this gangster guy was like, dropping seeds of doubt about her loyalty to them, even though they've been loyal to her. I think that's interesting to see if that's going to go anywhere, or if that's just,
Yeah,
it's a fun little detail.
I wonder if it's like to warn them like genuinely because of something that he knows about her that they don't, or if it's, like something that will be like a character development step for her where she does like she's not lying when she says she has changed from whatever she was or did before. So I think that will be cool, depending on how it goes. I'm hoping that they worked with her enough and like have done so many things for her enough that she's like, you know what? I like you guys. I won't backstab you. But we'll see. Not sure. Yeah. I like this episode a lot. It was my favorite, as you can tell. Did you have
Yes, this
any
episode was
final
very,
thoughts?
very fun. It was cool to see Tech start to think outside of war. That's something I think was pointed out in the first two episodes, was like Tech by the, I forget his name, but the old guy that, he was like, for Tech, he's presented with like the old data box. And he's like, oh, a separatist thing. He's like, no, like, this is my people. Like, we exist outside of war. And Tech's starting to think outside of a war and a mission mindset and like racing. Like, he liked it and he was good at it. And it was interesting to see that start to happen too. And that's, I think, something we're going to see more of this season that was set up in the first two episodes was the Batch choosing a life for themselves. You have like Echo, who's more inclined to like, oh, we gotta fight this war, we gotta be the rebellion, even though rebellion doesn't really exist yet, versus like Hunter, who is like wants to settle down and get out of all of this. And it's interesting to see Tech start to veer towards Hunter, and thinking not like a soldier, but like a person.
Yeah. Just being able to see like them grow, like you said, outside of the war is really cool and like figure out who they are. Because I mean, even like we said in the beginning, like war and being a soldier was all they knew. So now that even though there is a war still, like it they're not completely in it right now. And they can like figure out who they are and what they want to do.
Yes.
Very cool. Very much enjoy. Very excited for the next episode. Do we know what it's called?
The next episode, I believe, is called, if I can find the notes it was in. The next episode is called, oh, Entombed.
Okay,
The next
great.
episode is Entombed. Oh no. That's not good. That's
Yeah,
a
I
little
mean,
scary.
maybe it's like entombed in greatness, entombed in hugs, and I don't know.
Entombed. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yikes.
I think it's a good
This is
thing.
so. This is so. This is so Clone Wars of them.
Yes.
Truly. very much vibes of like the Umbara arc being immediately, I think it was immediately preceded by the one where like R2 and 3PO fall in a hole and have little alien adventures.
Yeah.
We love to see it. This is
Yes.
Star Wars. This is what Star Wars truly is, if we're being honest. It's about the dichotomy.
Yeah, I these titles are horrifying, but that's what makes it great.
That's why we love it. Yeah, so someone has been entombed, I assume.
We hope they'll be okay, unless it's like Crosshair, but oh, apparently while I was someone that listens to the Rogue Rebels podcast did not enjoy our Crosshair slander. So my dad says it's not slander, it's just the truth.
That's true. If it's true, I don't think it's slander.
Yeah. So but anyway, we'll see who gets entombed next. Do you have any votes? Anyone you think it is?
I mean, entombed is such a heavy word, you know?
Could be a mental entombment.
Could. It truly could. I mean, it could be like maybe someone's like in carbonite. You know?
It's not very scary.
No. But, you know, faster could have been scary.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh man. I mean, I will say in the trailer with Gunji, it looks like they're in like a creepy cave or something. Maybe Gunji's in too. And they save him.
Yeah, maybe it is. That'll be cool. Maybe that's not such a scary entomb then.
No, it doesn't have to be scary. It sounds very scary, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
Maybe like some of those things where Star Wars is trying to make us scared, and then they're like, look, it's a good one.
It was like, it's like when Ezra picked up that crossguard saber, and it was
Yeah.
like, the trailer was like, I think like right after, right before Force Awakens, everyone's like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? Is Ezra a Knight of Ren? And he
and
literally
then
was
he's
like,
just like,
he's like,
anyway.
oh, that's cool. That was
Yeah.
uncalled for. Still uncalled for.
Yeah.
Dave.
Oh, we're saying names now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I am very excited for the next Bad Batch. Bad Batch season 2 is everything we have dreamed so far. Very good, very cool. And
yes,
yeah.
Very cool. Everyone watch Legend of Vox Machina season 2 premieres tomorrow. I'm very excited. It has Mary Elizabeth Nicolin, who played Governor Price, and is it Freya from Resistance? Has other people that have done Star Wars too. Has a Cole Cassidy from Overwatch. A lot of cool people should watch it on Amazon Prime. Legend of Vox Machina. Very good show.
What is it?
The Legend of Vox Machina.
Sounds familiar. What, like, is it animated?
Yes, it's a cartoon.
It's a what?
Very good. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And it's very good,
oh,
and everyone
God.
Should watch it. Probably don't watch it with your kids, though.
Legend of
Probably don't
Vox?
watch it with children. Vox. Vox.
Vox
Machina.
Machina. That sounds
Machina.
familiar. Why does it sound familiar?
I probably told you to watch it before.
Probably.
It's very good. And also, you should watch The Menu because it's a chef movie.
Yes. I have been. I don't want to say I'm busy because, like, I am. But then every time I'm not busy, I'm like, okay, time to play games. I think the last thing that I like watched was like Last of Us, and I was like, All right, I cried enough for now. I
didn't
even
I don't
cry.
Think the menu will make you cry.
Yeah, I didn't even cry at like, yeah, you know, I guess because some people haven't played it when, you know, when things happened, I didn't cry. But zombies are so horrifying. I don't mind looking at them and seeing them running around, but when they start eating someone, I have to look away and then I start trembling and crying. It's bad. But it was very good. I did this in theaters one time because I went to watch the like new Resident Evil movie that came out like last December, Raccoon City or something. It's very good. Out of all of the Resident Evil movies, that one is the only good one. And I cried like violently. Anyway, so things for people to watch: Vox Machina and Last of Us and Bad Batch, of course, but you should be already watching Bad Batch. That's like a necessity. That's a requirement.
If you're not watching the Bad Batch, then why are you listening to this stuff? I mean, good for you, but I can't fully wrap my head around that.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I believe that is a good podcast.
That is a podcast. So, Star Wars Geek Girl, there are things on StarWarsGeekGirl.com for you to read and vote on and all sorts of things. Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl, and Star Wars Geek Girl is the Facebook page.
Yes, and the Rogue Rebels, there's the RogueRebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels, podcast wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page, the Rogue Rebels, Twitter, and Hive at Rogue Rebels Fan. And we are also podcasting about Bad Batch. So if you want to listen to both of us and both of our opinions, do that. It's really cool. We have good opinions on both sides. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.